With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
On Florida's Space Coast, we think you can have the best of both worlds. Kind of like right now, driving at your desk, maybe at the gym, but you're also grooving to some music. Visit us and you'll go to the beach and see a rocket launch or go kayaking and manatee spotting. It's all waiting for you on the only beach that doubles as a launch pad. Plan your adventure today at visitspacecoast.com.
Well, good evening, everyone. If you're watching or listening, it's the night before the World Cup final. Australia set to take on New Zealand. I'm Menas, if you're listening. Paul, how are you?
G'day, Menas. G'day, everyone. I'm good. Very excited. What is it? 29 hours away from the big final. Who would have thought? Who would have thought we'd be there, Menas? Certainly not you.
Well, never doubted the Aussies at all. Never doubted them. I've really enjoyed the last couple of days just soaking up all the love for Matthew Wade. It's been a veritable love fest for the little general. And you know, as one of his loyal supporters, head of the Matthew Wade fan club, the last 2 days have just been glorious.
Yes, you did get that one right. And, look, I'm really happy for him as well. And, I'm really happy for. Hold on a second. I think we've got another lag here. I'll switch to a different internet. Hold on a sec.
Looking pretty good.
Keep everyone entertained for a second.
Yeah, I will. So, as you know, I always hope Jaleesa Apps will join us for one of these things, but I ducked into her Instagram and it seems like she'd rather spend the evening with a couple of giraffes at the zoo. And then looks like she's moved on to the bar. So doesn't look like Jaleesa will be joining us for this broadcast because she's living her best life. She doesn't have to spend Saturday nights at home talking about cricket with two middle-aged men. So good on her. What? Oh, speak of the devil. Oh, my goodness. I was just saying, oh, look, she could be still in the bar or she could be with the giraffes. But she's actually turned up. Incredible.
How did you even get? I know. I thought I'd surprise you because I thought, oh, I'm not going to write. I actually saw the message really late because I was at the zoo and then I was having drinks. And then I thought, oh, I'm just going to surprise him. Did we just lose Paul? Did he leave?
Yes, he's disgusted that you've turned up. No, I think he's fixing his internet or something, so he's left the room.
Oh, okay. Is it because I apparently talked over him in the last one?
No, I think that was just the delay.
I know. I didn't know. Hold on one second. I'm just going to flip myself. No, it's not working. I was trying to get my hand not in front of the camera, but I know apparently like I kept talking over him and I didn't know because I don't listen to these things back.
You know, I don't think you were talking over Paul. It was just the delay. How are you feeling about the final tomorrow?
I'm excited. I think we're going to win it.
You think we're going to win it? Wow. I'm starting to feel the same. I really think Australia's got a good chance against the Kiwis. They're a good side, but that injury to Conway could be the difference.
Yeah, it definitely could. What's going on with Paul? Is he frozen or is he just staring intently at something? Oh, there he is.
Hello.
Hi, Paul. Yes.
I'm on a third different attempt at Wi-Fi now. We'll see how this one goes. It's prime time in Australia, and so the internet sometimes doesn't really keep up with it. But so far, so good, I think. Hello.
No. Jaleesa was apologising for talking over you on the last show.
No, that was fine. There was the lag. It was completely right. There was the lag, and that's what the reason was. I think that time Jaleesa had the lag rather than me. Tonight I might have the lag. But yes, what I was going to say before and is just how happy I am that all around the world, everyone will be supporting Australia because they're everyone's second side. So it's really nice that we're going to have so many fans all around the world cheering us on against the Kiwis.
Yeah, everybody hates Kane Williamson.
if only that was true.
If only. He is so nice. Jaleesa said she's what?
He's a little bit boring, probably.
That's all cricketers.
He was on the once he had the most amazing catch, it made it to ESPN Sports Center. And this American didn't even know why he was interviewing Kane Williamson. And he just gave him nothing. Like he's saying, man, that was an amazing catch. What was that? And, yeah, well, you know, it was just I saw it there and I died for it and I took it. And it was like, oh, come on, man, give us something. This is you're trying to promote the game to the world. This is a very, very rare opportunity. He gave it absolutely nothing. Anyway.
That's a bit Steve Smithy, though. Smith can be very much like that.
Oh yeah. Very much so.
I'm still amazed that I was just trying to roast Jaleesa that she wasn't going to show up and then she just shows up out of nowhere.
You had all this material that you'd worked on all day and now it's all gone.
Those two screenshots I got.
I knew that I'd shock you and I thought, I'm not even going to tell him I'm coming. I'm just going to turn up. And I'll have you know that I pushed back dinner plans for this. I've got dinner plans now at 8:45. Because of you. So,
amazing.
I mean, I'm planning my whole life around you at the moment, Menace.
Well, that's music to my ears. Well, I guess you can start, Jaleesa. You said you think the Aussies will win. You know, why?
Well, I think because for once in this tournament, I need to believe in us because every other game I've probably, aside from probably the last two games heading into the finals, but prior to that, I didn't really believe
you've turned your video off.
Oh, hang on a sec. Hang on. I don't know what's going on. Hang on. I don't know what's going on here. I don't know what happened there. But yeah, I think heading into the other games, I just didn't believe in us at all. And I think, well, maybe we are actually good. And I didn't know this. So, and just the way that we've been managed, particularly Wade and Stoinis, now against South Africa and then again the other night, particularly the way they've been able to close games has just been really impressive, so which I definitely didn't see coming. So I think we'll be able to do it. Really interesting, the other day on the Langer press conference, he was saying something that horrified me. He said that Finch actually wanted to bat first.
Yeah, and he talked him out of it.
Bat first, and he got talked out of it. I just want to say, whoever talked him out of it, thank you. Thank you so much, because I think that would have been a disaster. But then again, he was saying today, Finch was saying in his own press conference that he said, well, we're going to have to bat first at some point. No, unless you are made to, please don't.
And then he said, the amazing tactical piece of gold that if we bat first, we have to make a really big score to put the pressure on them. Ooh, so
he could get a job in the media after.
Thanks, Scoop.
After he's retired. Hey, but the thing is, to be fair to Finch, and this would be interesting to contrast what he said with Langer. When I heard Finch after the match in his interview, he said, "I kind of hoped that we'd lose the toss, so I'd have to bat first," meaning that then that we'd want to get a score on the board. Don't tell me that Langer's taken it to another level and said Finch was actually wanting to win the toss and choose to bat first. Did he actually say that?
Yes, apparently. And apparently Langer said a few other blokes talked him out of it. I think it was kind of, I don't know how serious it was, but
no, I was on the press conference and he was serious. He said that Finch wanted to bat first and was talked out of it.
That's
yeah. Well, told you they sack him. So I guess, Paul, what about your thoughts going into the game about, you know, who you think will win and I guess why?
Well, I know you're going to forbid me from saying that I think whoever wins the toss has got a massive advantage, but it's true. I think they do. But putting that to one side, I think that Australia would be my slight favourite, and I emphasise slight, 60-40 sort of favourite. I think that the real test is going to be how our fast bowlers, how our main quicks go on in these conditions. That if they can get that good test match bowling performance and get a couple of wickets, especially early on, then I could see us winning. If we don't get those early wickets, then I could really see the New Zealand bowlers, the New Zealand batters, taking our fast bowlers apart to a degree. We might come to it a little bit later in the show, but there's nothing I can see in the stats that dissuades me from thinking that we should seriously at least contemplate picking another spinner. And I know we're not going to. And I know that if Justin Langer was on here now, he'd look at me and say, mate, we've won these games playing this brand of cricket. You know, how many test matches did you play, you idiot? But the fact of the matter is that the spinners have dominated this tournament. You look at all of the economy rates, and I've got the top 20. It's almost, it's like 16 spinners out of the top 20 are rather than the quicks. So that's my concern.
Wow. It's a big call to think about changing the bowling attack. Just for all of those watching and leaving comments, we will get to them at the end. That's the format. We chat first and we dive into all the questions. Look, I've sort of been looking at the two teams and I really like the New Zealand bowling attack. Southee, Bolt, Milne, Sodhi and Santner. It's a really good attack and I think they could do some damage to Australia. But you know, if you look at the Kiwis, I just don't think their batting is as strong as ours. It's not as classy. You know, Guptill's hit and miss at the top. Daryl Mitchell, I know he's done well in the last couple of games, but he's not the class of some of our players. And then, you know, without Conway, you're really relying on Williamson and Phillips and maybe Seifert, who they're going to bring in for Conway to prop up the order. And I just think Australia should do better against their bowlers than their batters will do against ours. So we kind of got the edge. But there's not a lot in it. And I think that Conway injury is a big difference because he's been in red-hot form the last year in international cricket and they'll have needed his runs.
Very Australian thing to do, to smash your hand and break your hand just before the final. Not a very New Zealand thing to do, which, of course, because he's not a New Zealander, he's a South African, so that's the sort of thing that can happen. You didn't mention their best batsman, Jimmy Neesham. He's the one we've got
course,
to worry about.
Yeah.
He's the scary.
The blaster at the end. I mean, I guess looking at Australia, I pulled up all our figures, and Glenn Maxwell has scored 36 runs at an average of 9 at a strike rate of 78. If you'd said to me Australia can make the final with that performance from Maxwell, I would have eaten my shorts.
It's just sorry, going back just a little bit. It was interesting. I'm so scared of interrupting, so I'm just going to wait for
it. No delay this time.
It was just a lag. You're fine.
But just going back a little bit to the just to Conway, I found that injury quite fascinating because when you go back and look at the footage, as I did when I was doing the news on Friday, it just doesn't look
just
like
drops that in
I don't
casually.
Know how he actually broke his hand.
Well, apparently he hit his bat in between the padding.
Yeah, you can see him hit his bat, but there's no reaction from him as though his hand is hurt. There's no, like he sort of hits it and then he keeps walking off and he doesn't even look at his hand. He doesn't shake his hand. There's no reaction at all. And I think, God, I wonder, like, if he knew at the time and just walked off thinking, I've really hurt myself there, but I can't show any emotion, or if he just realised later.
Yeah. Alan Border or David Boone would never have missed this final with a little injury like this. They'd have played through the pain. It's off. And the other
maybe
one
they need to get a new set of new gloves that actually are designed to protect your hand from when you have an errant angry punch as well as when the ball hits you.
Okay,
it's
so,
very
Paul,
tough.
I want to
get... Very Mitch Marsh.
Yeah. Paul, I want to go down your crazy road. So if you want to pick Agar, who for?
All right. Well,
come on, mate. Come on, mate. You never played a test, so you can't just say let's 12 names. Who are you dropping?
Okay. Well, just let me wind back for a second, just to sort of get the listeners on, the viewers and the listeners on board. Okay. So,
who are you dropping?
Calm down. It'll come. This does contain stats, so this might bore people, but it'll be very quick. If I look at the best economy rates for the tournament so far, and I exclude sides that didn't make it into the Super 12s, and I exclude bowlers who bowled less than 10 overs, here are the top 20. Bumrah, quick bowler. He's the best. Hamid Hassan from Afghanistan. Sorry?
We can't pick him.
I've got still immigration working on getting him as a naturalized Australian within the next 6 months. So you never know. I'm working on that. I also invited Danny Morrison on this show. He might drop in at any stage as well. So I'm working on that too. So Bumrah and Hamid Hassan, the best two. Then Hasaranga, spinner. Ashwin, spinner. Norkia, quick. Mujeeb, spinner. Thikshana, spinner. Ali, spinner. Shakib Al Hassan, spinner. Zampa, spinner. Imad Wazim, spinner. Livingston, spinner. Saudi, quick. Shorif Al Islam, quick. Jadeja, spinner. Shadab Khan, spinner. Rashid Khan, spinner. Mehdi Hassan, spinner. Shamsi, spinner. Chakravarti, spinner. So you look at all that and you say, it's great that we've got Mitchell Starc, and it's great that we've got Cummins, and it's great that we've got Hazelwood. But then look at their stats in the tournament to date. So, by the way, that the range of economy rates that I just read out was from 5.08 to 6.45 runs per over. Now look at the Australians. We've got Starc, who has gone at 8.2 runs per over, Hazelwood, 8.0 runs per over, and Cummins, 7.5 runs per over. Now, you just look at all that, and if you weren't forced to go down this Australian road of, we will not change a winning combination, how many test matches did you play, champ? I just think that all of that says, at least entertain the thought.
You'd be a really good lawyer, because you still didn't answer the question, which quick would you drop? Which quick of the three?
I'd drop Cummins.
But firstly, Cummins. I just wanted to get you guys potentially on board with the idea. So who is it going to drop? I'd drop Starc. I would drop Starc, okay. And I'd probably bring in Agar, and I'd give some serious thought to dropping Hazelwood and bringing in Swepson and going with an all spin attack.
Okay.
Because the numbers, that's what the numbers say. Jaleesa, you're looking absolutely shocked. I know. I would never do this because I'd get shot. But
so Paul, the numbers also say Steve Smith's strike rate of 97.18. How many
first
runs?
First player
69. Would you pick Inglis over him? Inglis over him?
Yeah, you're not quite comparing apples with apples there. Like, I'm talking about...
No, I was just, okay. I was just trying to move on because we got the point.
All right, thank you.
I think you've both gone a bit mad. Well, first of all, if you have to draw, I can entertain the idea, Paul. I can entertain the idea. And I think you would draw, well, I would drop Cummins because I think that him and Hazelwood are the more similar fast bowlers. So I would keep Starc in there. I know he's sometimes expensive and it doesn't always pay off, but he does have that dangerous ball in him that I don't think that Cummins and Hazelwood have. And I think they are two very... They're similar. They work well together, but they are similar. Hazelwood, I wouldn't even think about dropping him. I think that he is my first bowler picked at the moment. I think he's been incredible and in incredible form the whole tournament. I know, Menas, you're going to keep hammering that Steve Smith needs to be dropped. No, he doesn't. Doesn't need to be dropped. I know there have been a couple of not great performances. If you're going to drop anyone, I don't think you should change the team at all. But if you're going to drop anyone, you drop Finch.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm being tongue in cheek. Absolutely. And I'll be tongue in cheek. I'm a bit tongue in cheek with Smith, only because I think it's a bit late now. You can't just throw Inglis into a World Cup final.
No.
And Maxwell has performed less well, but he's not dropping catches and he bowls. So,
You just got to pick the 11 that you think is going to win. You don't have artificial things. Oh, it's too late now. It's like, what consolation is that if you don't pick your best side? I mean, if you think...
No, I think it's too disruptive to change the side heading into a final.
But how does the disruption manifest itself? I mean, they're just playing a game of cricket. They're not actually needing any intellectual... it doesn't matter if they're disrupted. It's 40 overs and it's all done.
Yeah, it's true.
In a perfect world and in theory, yes.
I'm finally tipping the Aussies. Oh, finally.
It's the whole tournament you two have been off them.
I know. Yeah. We've been death riding them for the past year.
Yeah, I finally think we just have the edge over the New Zealand side with our batting. I think the bowling lines up pretty well. And I just think in the end, we have a little bit more class than them. And look, the toss is crucial. If Australia does end up batting first, we really need to be fearless. And you've seen that you can't be satisfied with a middling score. I don't care whatever the toss has done. If you get near 200 in a final, you can defend that. But, you know, you can't leave anything in the shed. And I heard someone on the radio saying it's no good being four or five down if you're not going. You're better off being all out and swinging for the hills if you bat first in the final.
Well, that's a nice thing to say. But still, if the innings break, I'd rather us limp to 140 than get bowled out for 90.
and we are very capable of doing that.
Yeah. You've got to have, I don't know, judicious aggression. That I think that the first few overs, if it is swinging around a little bit, it's okay to just take it quite easily in those first few overs. Again, to be crazy, I'd probably promote up a bowler to have a slog because I'd rather the bowler. Oh, yeah. You know, I was saying that we should have opened up with Cummins. He would have got that ball rather than Finch. You know, it'd rather be getting Cummins out LBW than Finch.
Yeah. But look, the Australians surprised me. I have to say, you know, I'm eating a bit of humble pie. Zampa, who I wrote off, has been exceptional. Batting lineup that didn't promise much over the last year and a half was delivered in tough situations. And yeah, so it's a terrific final. Let's get into these questions. There's a few comments. Ray, he's just laid into to Finch here. Everything that he did wrong. I'm still not sure Finch will make it to the next 50 over the 20 over World Cup.
Martin Lawrence point around mentioning how he tried to sneak in and over of Marsh to get the fifth bowler. And I think that's another thing that I would like to see Australia do less of. I don't like Maxwell bowling the third over of the match, where if you're going to have Stark in the side, and you know, if Australia win and Stark and our quick bowlers are the winners, people will, particularly you and Menas and Jaleesa, will pull, refer back to my previous comments and say, well, you know, you're an idiot for thinking of dropping them for the spinners. I accept that they may well do well in the final, and I hope they do, but if they are going to bowl, I want to see Stark bowling at least two overs up front. And I don't like this idea of trying to sneak the fifth bowler in. I think go for hell with your best four, push the fifth bowler back, because towards the end, most people get slogged around anyway. Anyway.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Martin Lawrence, will losing Conway to injury be a huge loss for the Kiwis? A big loss, sorry. Yes.
Compare him to Seifert. They've got very similar strike rate, about 129 or 128, but Conway's average is about 43, whereas Seifert's average is kind of in the 20s. So, you know, Conway, the innings he played in the semi-final kind of got overshadowed by the innings of Mitchell and Neesham, but it was still a pretty important inning. So, yeah, they'll definitely miss him.
There's a comment here from Ray that Cummins bowled awfully except in the 19th over. Bowled two no balls and six full tosses and seven deliveries down the leg side. That's some pretty heavy analysis, but it's true. He definitely was inconsistent. Saw a nice photo of his baby, though, on Instagram when I was stalking Jaleesa before. Here we go, Stephen Matlock. Agar for Smith Menas. Well, I think we covered that. I don't think you'd bring in Agar for Smith. It leaves the batting one short. Or Paul with the comedy. I wonder what that was about.
I think he's mistaken some of my earnest analysis there for comedy, Martin. It's not a good sign for me. I'm glad I entertained you, though.
And this one, Aaron Finch averages 9 against Googlies. Well, Ray's got all the stats. Well, thanks, everybody, for bouncing in some questions.
It would be good if Aaron Finch falls victim to a Googly in this game, because that means at least he'll have made it beyond the first over.
Oh, poor Finch.
Finch.
He's not doing well.
I'd still pick him, I think. I'd still, I don't know.
I would have dropped him a year ago.
Well, a lot's been made of this relationship. Apparently, you know, this Daryl Mitchell played cricket with Marcus Stoinis, and played with Justin Langer in Scarborough in Western Australia about 10 years ago. So they all played club cricket together. A nice little link there. You know, the Aussies trying to claim Mitchell as always.
What do you mean? We don't claim anyone.
The Perth Press were trying to claim Mitchell before as being another product of their grade system. Mighty Scarborough. Well, anything else you want to say before the final, you two?
Well, I think you go first. You go first.
No, I've got nothing.
All right, I just want to clarify something because I just realized I've painted myself into a position where I'm going to find it difficult to enjoy the final, because if you take all of my predictions, the only way that I can be satisfied is for the Australian fast bowlers to get smashed everywhere, but for us to still somehow win the final. And that's almost unlikely to happen. So let me stay. I know they're going to keep the same side. Maybe I would do the same. I'm just saying it would be at least nice if they contemplated looking at the figures and realizing how dominant spinners have been. If in the press conference afterwards, Langer says, yeah, we considered it, but ultimately we decided to still go for the big quicks, then I'm fine with that. I just hope they contemplated it. And I will be cheering Stark on, cheering Cummins on, and cheering Hazelwood on. And, now I've said that, I feel at peace now.
Good. Finch was asked whether they would consider bringing Agar in, and he didn't rule it out. He said, look, we will look at it when we're planning for the match. So they haven't said, oh, we're not changing a winning team.
I know. But
I got the feeling from his responses that they weren't changing anything. I mean, no. I know that he said that, but I just the way that he answered that, I felt as though he kind of hinted that there wouldn't be changes.
No. So, yeah, so we're all tipping the Kiwis. As Martin said here, it's official. Australia has no hope, with Jaleesa and Andrew both tipping the Aussies.
Martin, with the comedy.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I would be death riding the Aussies all the way, but I just think matchup-wise, we just are favourites going in. But there's not a lot in it, and it would be nice for New Zealand after what happened in the 2019 World Cup. And, you know, that would be nice for Australia for us. We go in as finalists but not defending champions. Gosh, so, you know,
now you're doing the comedy.
I just think it's fantastic for New Zealand, for such a – like population-wise, for a country to be at the final in the World Cup is incredible. When you consider, you know, India's not there, which has infuriated half the world. But I think it's an incredible achievement for New Zealand cricket.
It is, yeah, but it is. I hope they absolutely get thrashed in the final. I hope Australia, me too. Bill Laurie in the 12th man, you know, I hope Australia get 280 and New Zealand get bowled out for 30. That'd be great.
Yeah, I hope we win too. I've been a negative Nelly all tournament, but, you know, Australia, it'd be a real shame if we couldn't, you know, go on and win it from here. So everybody that, you know, we're all tipping the Aussies.
It'd be a real shame, but it's going to put pressure on the next World Cup. Mm.
Yeah, it's too late now. You know, it would have been, we've made it to the final.
Us to lose.
It'd be good for Finch and Smith to bow out from T20 cricket with a title.
Yeah, man, if he was an NRL fan, Jaleesa, he'd be like going to the grand final. Oh, I don't want us to win this grand final because it'll put pressure on us for next year's competition.
Yeah. I don't want us to win this grand final because it'll put pressure on a three-peat.
What about so Paul and I might be going. Are we going into studio tomorrow night to watch the final live, Paul, and broadcast throughout?
Yeah, might as well.
Awesome. So that's the plan. There'll be a show straight after the final, win, lose, tie, whatever happens. Can't wait. Thanks everybody for watching. Jaleesa, thanks for joining us.
Oh, yeah. Can you bring your coffee making facilities from your cafe into the studio for the final?
No, I'll bring some Makona in, instant. I'll pull out the big guns. Jaleesa, thanks for joining us tonight. Have a good time.
You're secretly upset that I did, because you were. Why would I? You were sitting there ready to roast me, and caramel espresso martini was really good. That giraffe was blocking my view. I was really annoyed about that.
Were you at the zoo or something?
No, I have a giraffe in my backyard.
Yeah. Well. What were you doing at the zoo? What were you doing at the zoo? What were you doing at the zoo?
On exhibit.
Okay. Not surprised.
Oh, dear.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for watching. Good luck to the Aussies in the final. Jaleesa, good night. Have a good dinner.
Bye. See ya. I made it early to dinner. This is wild.
Enjoy.
See ya. Bye.
On Florida's Space Coast, we think you can have the best of both worlds. Kind of like right now. Driving at your desk. Maybe at the gym. But you're also grooving to some music. Visit us and you'll go to the beach and see a rocket launch. Or go kayaking and manatee spotting. It's all waiting for you on the only beach that doubles as a launch pad. Plan your adventure today at visitspacecoast.com.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.